Yeah, as you know, you've just rightly said that the Minister of Education has allowed the exams to be conducted outside. And we have students who have been attending school in the protection of civilian sites, not only in Juba, but also in the other big centers outside of the country. So UNMISS has been working with the partners, especially UNICEF and UNESCO, to ensure that these students can be given an opportunity to attend the exams, write their exams, and also join the rest of the country in pursuing their education opportunities. So, of course, given that the exams are happening outside of the POC sites, there has been a lot of logistical arrangements that have to be put in place, identifying areas where the students will do their exams, working on all the logistics of transportation, and making sure that the fees are paid. So all of this has been done by humanitarian partners, UNICEF, NRC, Intersource, DMI, but with support from and coordination from UNMISS.
All right, so you have talked about the partners. Is it just UNICEF or are there more partners that UNMISS is working with?
There are more partners. Actually, UNICEF and UNESCO taking the lead. But you know, in the education cluster, NRC plays a very big role.
Mm.
So NRC has been at the center because it's actually the one in charge of providing, coordinating the education provision within the POC. And other partners like Intersource, DMI have also been working to support all the logistics related to this activity. But also beyond just Juba, in other parts like Marakal and Bentiu, UNMISS as well as other partners have also played a big role. For instance, in Marakal, UNMISS has been providing not only transportation, but also other required logistics to ensure that students can get out of the POC to the areas in town where they can do their exams.
Yes, and one of the most important things is the safety of these students as well. And we heard that ANPOL, or UNMISS Police, is also playing a part. Can you tell us how important is the role of ANPOL in this exercise?
Those who are in the protection site are there primarily for protection. And we continue to take that role seriously, as we have always done. The students who are coming out of the POC, whereas UNICEF provides all the buses that take them, but UNMISS has also, through UN Police, to accompany them and to ensure that they give them confidence to do their exams in peace and security. But let's also recognize that the Ministry of Education has actually provided all the required support in terms of ensuring that the security and safety of the students is taken most high, but also other partners are also coming in to ensure that these children, wherever they are given the necessary attention they require to do their exams in peace and safety. To us as UNMISS, what is most important is that we are in the business of building durable peace.
Hmm.
And building durable peace means bringing people together. So the students coming to out of the POC to town to do their exams in town offers that opportunity to interact with others and to see how they can start building confidence between themselves and those that are living outside of the POC.
All right, Sam, finally, is there anything else that you would like to add?
You recall in February, we did the first set of exams outside of the POC, and now this is the second time.
Mm.
I think it's a good opportunity that we are seeing every student in the country getting access to exams. And I know also the Ministry of Education has been very supportive working with the humanitarian partners to ensure that even in the IO-controlled areas, we have students also getting exams. So under the Sustainable Development Goals, not leaving anyone behind,
mm.
It's really, really important that all students are given an opportunity to write their exams so that the country can move as one and can move together. So it's one small opportunity, but we need to build on these opportunities so that inclusivity can be enhanced in this country.